You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Jennifer Martin. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer, let's talk about what you're working on now and where are you? Where exactly are you talking to me from?
Mm-hmm. So I'm based in London. And I've got two exhibitions that I've just opened at the moment. So two works that I've just finished. One that is at a gallery called Primary, which is in Nottingham in the UK. And another that is in London in Croydon, which is in South London at a gallery called Turf Projects. And I'm working on a new work that I'm developing as part of a fellowship with Film London, Artist Moving Image Network in London. They're kind of like the film agency that essentially deal with all film in London, but the network in particular is for artists and for early career artists for this fellowship program.
Huh, that's interesting. And so let's talk a little bit about that fellowship program, and then maybe we can talk about TURF or other things. But tell me a little bit more about that fellowship program and what will happen there.
Yeah, so the fellowship is, this is the second year that it's running. And so FLAMIN, which is the Film London Artist Moving Image Network, they typically do projects and work with mid-career artists. And so the fellowship was an attempt to kind of address the need to work with early career artists and particularly develop early artists working with moving image. It's really difficult to kind of get a start in working in that way. So the fellowship started in June. It runs for around 6 months or so. And we have these sessions. We've got workshops once a month. And we also have production meetings with a producer called Pinky Gundel, who helps us to develop a project with some seed money from FLAMIN, essentially.
That's exciting. And so do you have a specific project you're working on that you want to talk about now with that?
Yeah, I can talk about that. So the project that I'm working to develop in partnership with FLAMIN is really coming off a kind of whole series of work that I've been doing over the last year or so, which has been loosely around immigration and at times assimilation, but primarily around immigration. And the project at the moment, it's titled An Image Doubled, and it would be a moving image work that looks at the a kind of similarities between or contrasting the performative nature of immigration with the performative of reality TV dating series. And so it's kind of set within the framework of a reality television dating series, but with other questions kind of at play, including the kind of desire to be an image and the idea or the kind of the knowledge that there probably will be a rejection of that image.
Those are such unusual things to combine, right? And it sounds like such difficult territory too, dating and immigration and how those come together, because they seem to be such different emotions with both of them. I mean, similar, I suppose, but, you know, one is so fraught with, you know, kind of international politics, whereas the other is a kind of very personal politics, right?
Yeah, so the essentially the work that I've been doing for the last year, so the show that's on at the moment at Primary, it's an exhibition of a work called Teeth, and that one has been centered on a particular visa in the UK called the UK spousal visa. So I've been working around ideas of the kind of entanglement of love, administration, and immigration for a while now. So it's probably a natural progression to move on to dating. But so Teeth was kind of looking at that structure and the ways in which you are forced to perform not only your belonging within a kind of national setting, but essentially your belonging to a person.
Right. And so when does that begin? This fellowship is about to begin, or you're in it now?
So I'm almost towards the end of it now. So the fellowship began in June, and I think we're meant to be wrapping up sometime around January. But the actual development for the work will be continuing until, I believe, like June or July. So essentially they kind of give us the support to start the project and to start conducting the research and development. make some initial connections, and then we're meant to take that forward ourselves with their kind of some continued support, but without the structure of the fellowship.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad we talked a little bit about that project. That sounds fantastic. So after this, post-fellowship, you'll be developing this project, which could take another year or more to come to fruition, I would imagine.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to take a while. But I'm excited by the prospect. You know, one of the things with moving image that's really difficult in particular is that it can be really easy to rush to production before you're ready. So the benefit of the support from Flamin and developing the work will be to have the chance to use the seed money that they've put to each fellowship person, to think about writing and to work more closely with actors and workshopping with actors, and also in working with makeup in a different way and kind of pushing different elements of the work in a way that I haven't really had the time to do so far.
Well, that's pretty exciting to hear about. And let's talk about a few other things that are happening for you right now. There's TERF, you mentioned. Can you tell me what's – and another show, let's talk about both. What's happening at TERF?
Yeah, so essentially at TERF, it's I've kind of considered it to be the second chapter of this kind of overarching series, which I've kind of loosely referred to as the Oral Universe. And so TERF is the second chapter, and it is a moving image installation that includes three new moving image works that are meant to be broadcast from this fictional TV channel called Channel 6. And the idea behind that was kind of thinking of this time in the UK before the age of digital TV, where there was only kind of five channel options. So Channel 6 is meant to kind of encompass the kind of pre-digital era, but also kind of imagine future. And the video pieces are, I've said in some way, are oscillating between places of power and sites of resistance. And the kind of core part of the work for me really was a character that I developed in collaboration with a 3D illustrator called Tadeo Serrano. And the character is a anthropomorphic immigration van that was inspired by these children's vehicle rides that you see in the shopping center in which the gallery is located. And the idea behind that was to kind of think about how the immigration van is this omnipresent force of anxiety and impression, but also how the immigration van, much like the kind of police car or the fire engine, can be kind of sanitized and kind of changed within a kind of cultural national narrative and taking on this kind of cute form.
That's so interesting. So how long does that go on for? And what else will happen there? Because there's also lunchtime crits there that you're doing. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the exhibition opened in October, and it is ending soon, so it's finishing on the 7th of December, so it won't be open for very long. TERF do a lot of work within the community, so I'm actually not going to be doing one of the lunchtime crits myself, but they've got feedback sessions that they essentially they invite artists to run these sessions, which are open to members of the public, and particularly members from the Croydon community, to come and share their work and show their work and have the chance to be in conversation with others in that group and also with the leading artists. And they do several projects with young people and children as well. So they're for me, like the kind of core of their work really is that engagement with their community. And that was something that we were in conversation with, because the home office itself, so the kind of building that you would go to for most immigration-related matters is based in Croydon. The kind of main home office in London is based in Croydon. It's something that you see as soon as you come out the station, either station really, of Croydon. So we really wanted to kind of play on that proximity and to think about that kind of, yeah, the omnipresence really of kind of immigration within that area.
And the other, you're having another show at the same time at another space, is that correct?
Yes.
And,
so
and
I'm
tell
having
me, tell me a little bit about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Turf is one solo show, and then I'm having a second solo show in a gallery called Primary in Nottingham, and it's also in partnership with a smaller gallery called Be Do It Gallery. And that is, for me, that essentially that's the kind of first chapter of the work, and it was where I really started in kind of coming in, and I guess, yeah, and putting together this whole kind of project of research that I've been on for last year, kind of working on for last year. And so that is a film called Teeth, and it was a work that I developed very much in collaboration and discussion.
Teeth, right? Just to be clear, Teeth. So everybody understands
yeah.
it. It's called Teeth, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Teeth.
Go
yeah.
on.
So it was developed through collaboration and discussion with a group of kind of UK-based immigrants, and is exploring love, power, and administration through the framework of the UK spousal visa. And so the kind of the name Teeth and the idea of kind of centering the research around Teeth is really coming from a letter that was leaked by the newspaper The Guardian. So during the kind of height of the Winrush scandal in spring of 2018, there was a letter that was leaked that was written by Amber Rudd, who was at the time the Home Secretary in the UK, meaning that she handled kind of all matters to do with immigration and policing. And she wrote in a letter to Theresa May, who was then the Prime Minister. It's funny, in recounting all this is always then, because a lot of these people are out at the moment, or they might be still in politics, but they're no longer in charge in the same way. But so in the letter she wrote to Theresa May to say that she wanted to give the immigration system teeth, and that she wanted to make sure that the public and illegal and would-be illegal migrants knew that the immigration system had teeth, essentially. And so I kind of took that as the perfect metaphor for what it's like to be an immigrant in the UK, as I'm an immigrant myself. And I really kind of saw teeth as the bite of the UK immigration system and its kind of violence and desirous devouring. So that was the starting point. And the film itself covers a couple that have gone for a check of their spousal visa application. And during this check, they have to reenact texts and email correspondence and endure a kind of individual round of questioning. And there's also a Home Office agent that's taking part in the interviews who acts as the personification of teeth.
And so with that, tell me a little bit about what's happening at that space. Like, so this is a version of teeth that's happening there at Primary.
Yeah. So Primary has the moving image work teeth. It's just focusing on that work. So it's just that one work in that space, but kind of situated in part as an installation. It's not, in a sense, the same type of installation I normally have done in the past, but it's kind of focusing on kind of creating a space for viewing. There's a kind of island of carpeting that's surrounded by speakers that kind of point inward towards the viewers. So it's quite simplified as an installation in that regard. And then the other exhibition is a kind of series of works that are, in a sense, more material. So there's the video installation itself of a kind of selection of two projections and one flat screen monitor, but there's also another part of the gallery that has this wallpaper that's been stickered over with this character of the immigration van. And also a sound piece.
So it's continuing to explore that, obviously, and I know you have some upcoming work at Kingsgate Project Space in 2020. Can you tell me a little bit about that in terms of how it will continue this dialogue or depart from it?
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of, I see Teeth really as the kind of the central work, and Channel 6 is almost operating, the work that's on exhibition at Turf is almost operating as a kind of paratext to some of the ideas that I've been developing within the kind of wider framework of research. And An Image Doubled, the work that I'm developing for the fellowship, is likewise a kind of another chapter, essentially, of that same kind of initial research. So the exhibition that will be at Kingsgate Workshops is it's the conclusion of a residency that I'm currently doing with them. So I've been artist in residence at Kingsgate Workshops since I think either June or July of this year, and I'm finishing in February. But the brilliant thing that King's Seat does, luckily, because as you probably can tell, I've had a lot to work on this year, is that they give some time in between when the residency ends and when the solo show will be. So I'm excited to kind of think about what that might be in the future. I'm not sure if it would be a kind of, whether it will be the presentation of an image doubled or if it would be some of the material and developing it, if it hasn't gone to that stage yet. So it's quite loose framework and as to what that exhibition will be, but I'm looking forward to the chance to kind of test things out within their project space.
And to step back a little bit and look at all this work you're doing and it's dialogue with you know the world and the art world. It seems like this is a process that requires funding, right? This isn't work that's in the marketplace that supports itself, or at least it doesn't seem like that to me. And I know you've gotten a lot of support from different places, but is that the process in terms of funding in London and the UK that there is funding available for you to continue to do this work, public funding?
Yeah, I mean, funding is so is such an you really need funding to make work a lot of the times, particularly with moving image work, because there's so much
that can
be involved in it, depending on the type of work that you're making. So really, for me, when it came to TIFF was the start of everything, and I applied to a foundation here called the Stuart Croft Foundation, which is set up in the memory of the artist and educator Stuart Croft, who was instrumental in kind of introducing moving image within a fine art context. And so the foundation have these awards that they do, and I applied for the education award during the final year of my MA. And I was completely surprised to get it, especially because I was graduating from a photography department despite having kind of made moving image work. And so that was, for me, the kind of first major funding that I had for a project. And one of the things that they were interested in as part of the application process was getting a sense of what other funding was available to the applicants, to the artists. And something that I talked about in my application in particular was that I've got an American passport, so I was born in America, moved to the UK when I was 18, and I've lived in London for 10 years, but because I've lived outside the US for so long, I am ineligible for most American funding, and also because I don't have the British passport, I'm ineligible for a lot of British funding. So I sit within that kind of gray area. Which has been quite difficult thus far to kind of get things made with that kind of support. So the Stuart Croft Foundation was really critical to kind of initiate that work and to kind of give me the space to think about developing the ideas and to kind of then start conversations with the galleries that I ended up partnering up with. And from there, I was very lucky in being able to get additional funding from the Arts Council of England, which is one of the main sources of public funding for the arts in the UK, and additionally from another small trust called the Elephant Trust, which is one of the very few trusts that fine artists are reliant on for funding outside of a kind of education-based grant.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm glad you answered that, because, of course, it's wonderful that there are funders there to do this, that this process, which is of course is separate from the creative process, seems like it also takes up a good amount of your energy, but it's working, right? I mean, there seems to be there's a difficulty of funding in a lot of parts of the world, but in some ways, with even like a far right lean and all these issues, there's more funding available for some things. So to just take one more step back, what do you think about the state of funding? Is it particularly difficult, or is there more funding because of the right lean of the globe, it seems?
I would say the funding in the arts in general is in crisis, like so many other services are in crisis. It's extremely difficult, and unfortunately, I'm sure the London art scene And the UK art world and more, and generally is not too dissimilar to other places where there is a real erosion of community, which happens also through a kind of the way in which you're forced to be competitive. And particularly with funding, there are so few options available to artists and across different kind of spectrums of experience as well. So it is really difficult. I think I've had, this is in a sense the first success that I've had with funding that has been really kind of instrumental in making it feel as though I'm finally doing the work that I want to be making. But I know that that's also, I'm coming from a very lucky position and kind of in being able to do that. But at the same time, even with that luck, the funding that you do get to carry out projects, you know, most of the time, you're not able to pay yourself adequately and kind of more than adequately if you're able to pay yourself at all. So there is a real kind of struggle, even with funding, to have a sustainable practice and to have a practice that you can imagine keeping. That's something that has been discussed a lot in London in particular, and it's something that I talk about with my students when I teach as well. When I do manage to teach fine art students, that's also really compounded by the fact that a lot of artists in London in particular don't have studio spaces or are paying for very highly priced studio spaces. So there's a lot of different issues with working as an artist in London that I'm sure aren't unique to that kind of locality.
Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for talking to me about your work and these issues, and I want to ask you what you're reading as well at the moment.
A cross between a few different things, but the book that I'm reading that I'm most excited to read at the moment is Sadia Hartman's Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments.
Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate your time and work.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.